Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, you are live. Mostly.
Mostly.
Now you're live twice. Okay, Alexis, you can hear me, right?
Yep, I can hear you.
And Ryan, you can hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my hands. Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah, I'm going back. That's like midget. Yeah. Okay, no. Oh, we'll forget that. All right, well, I want to call to order. Thanks for everybody coming. We're opening up the Lake Point City Council special meeting held on Monday, June 16, 2025 at the Lake Point Fire Station, 1528 Sunset Road, Lake Point, Utah. Time is 6:32, and if we could have Kirk Pearson say a prayer, and then Jonathan Gerard would say a pledge of allegiance.
Father in heaven, we're grateful for the opportunity we have to be able to be a part of Lake Point and to help it to succeed. And we ask that thou would continue to guide us to make good choices for our city. And will you pray for this in Jesus Christ's name? Amen.
Amen.
Y'all please arise. Repeat with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, I'm Kathleen Von Hatton, I'm presiding officer today, and we'll do roll call. Jonathan?
Present.
Kirk?
Yes.
Alexis?
Yes.
And Ryan?
Yes.
And Jamie?
Yeah, here.
Legal counsel? Jay Springer?
Here.
Okay, and we have Shaylee Allred as well, planning and zoning. Here. Thank you. I'll do a motion to open for public comment.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any public comment? Not seeing any. I motion to close public comment.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Oh, Ryan?
Aye.
Kathleen, aye. Kathleen motion to open and close. Kirk? Oh, second, open and close. Sorry, I forgot to say that. So our one action business item is to vote to approve the contract engagement letter for with Smith, Hartfix, and law, attorney at law with Jay Springer as a designated city attorney. Do we have any questions for Jay or comments on the...
Jay, do you have a chance to look at that?
Yeah, I did receive a couple more comments after the last draft was circulated last Wednesday with the revisions that my firm had reviewed. There were a couple of suggestions for clarification. One that I think would be appropriate to include in a motion that I can tell you I would just approve as is would be that Because this is on the acknowledging existing potential conflicts, is because we changed, rather than referencing the entire RFP as an exhibit, we limited that to just the scope. That eliminated the section of the RFP that responded to, and it didn't include our response that referenced the existing conflicts. We would be fine including a paragraph that in that conflict section that just says we acknowledge that those exist. Outside of that, my office is already working on conflict waivers and acknowledgments that would be circulated to both Lake Point and Saddleback and Ochre as appropriate. But to just acknowledge, basically pull out that paragraph from the RFP and acknowledge that those exist, I think would be perfectly appropriate. And that was a product of the broader change, I think. As far as the term of the agreement, it is structured to presume that it exists until terminated. It continues until terminated. That is kind of built into the structure of our kind of what you already have in ethical obligations and protections. It is always a client's right to choose counsel and terminate at any time. No law firm can require you to stay their client. for any amount of time. So I don't feel like any changes are necessary there. But, you know, if there were, I also think that it becomes a problem if you impose obligations, like that you were to, if we were trying to say something like if you were going to go through an RFP process, I don't want that to be part of the contract. You have other legal obligations and ethical implications there that are covered elsewhere. Let's see. I think the types of conflicts that can be waived. I also wanted to be clear that because this contract is approved through the council, only the council has the authority to waive any conflicts. So anything that we were to do with that would have to go through the council for approval. So sometimes where there's more of a mayor or city manager type role that's very hands-on, that isn't fully required, but I think in a case like this, that would be. So I think that addresses that concern as well. And I would be willing to include in there was one in the one section about acknowledging conflicts. I don't think it would be necessary, but I'd be willing to include a statement that we would annually confirm that we have disclosed any potential conflicts that have arisen. As I indicated last week, before we accepted any new client that would create a new conflict, we would have to clear that first. And if we determined that there was no conflict or we declined representation of a new client, that would not hit this. But if there were something that we felt like could raise to that, it would already be in your records, but I would certainly update it, be willing to update it. I don't know that that's necessary, but if there was a sticking point, I think there was an easy fix.
So the real big one is just to make reference of the conflict of interest that was in the RFP.
In our response to the RFP. And what I would recommend if the council is so inclined would just be to include in the motion one, as we indicated, that it should be retroactive to last Wednesday. I've operated under that assumption since, including preparing to go to the Planning Commission meeting tonight. And then two, that a sentence, and we could write it. Normally, I don't recommend writing the exact language in real time, but because it's on my own contract, I'd want it to be absolutely clear what you're approving. But I would say that added into that section is a sentence acknowledging the entities that my firm already represents as I identified in there. So the sentence would be something like, notwithstanding the foregoing, Smith Hartvigson confirms and acknowledges its representation of, and then spells out those entity names exactly as they are in the RFP. And then that's it. That's all that is, just acknowledging it at the outset that those exist.
I would like to see that added.
Give me a second.
If everybody else does.
So do you have all your questions? Okay. So if Jay adds the ones that paragraph, as well as lists out the people, backdates it to last Wednesday, those are the changes, and you're good with them?
Yes.
Okay. Anything for you, Kirk?
No.
Alexis or Ryan?
I'm good. Thank you.
Ryan?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, I wanted to speak. I'm recommending that we include it in the motion.
Yeah, that's what
it's document before you.
Okay.
And then would circulate a final
yep.
to everybody
okay.
after that. So.
Okay. Yep, that's what I was going to do. Okay. All right. So I motion to approve the contract with Smith Hartvig's attorney at law with Jay Springer, with the included items that we mentioned tonight, the extra paragraph, along with the The company's mention is long, backdating to the Wednesday, 18th, I believe. 11th, okay. We're not even at the 18th yet. And any other items that we discussed today during the meeting. And then we will circulate that out and then sign it after that.
And to be clear, I did not... Wednesday was my time.
Yeah.
That was...
Right.
Just to be absolutely clear.
Okay.
It's dated that, but I'm treating it as effective on the 12th.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right. Are we good? Did we cover everything that we need to cover under that motion, I think? Okay.
Okay. I'll second that.
And all in favor? Roll call?
It's a roll call, yeah. Jonathan?
Yay.
Kirk?
Yay.
Alexis?
Yay.
Ryan?
Yay.
Kathleen?
Yay. So all in is passed unanimously. With Kathleen motioning and Kirk seconding. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Thanks for coming out. Anybody have public comment?
No public comment.
Okay. All right. Not seeing any public. Yes.
I have one thing.
Okay.
On that steel building that they were getting complaints about over there by your house, I haven't had time to comment, but. What my comment is, if you want me to draft it, an ACC architectural committee is set up by the original developer of a subdivision, and it's put in place to protect the developer. So if he sells lots to somebody that he's not building for, if he's not the builder, then he's trying to say, okay, I want. This is my minimum standard in the subdivision, and he approves them. Once those lots are sold, or the majority of them, and the developer steps away from that, that committee is dissolved, and it's no longer in place. And I know that lot that Randall bought is bought secondhand. He didn't buy it originally. So the ACCs don't apply to him, and even when I built over there last, and I tried to get the ACCs, there's no one to even approve them because you can't. Adam Nash, I think, was the original developer, and I think
they send it to Adam.
Huh?
They send it to Adam.
So he can't approve something that he doesn't, he didn't own the second time. And we have no, as a city, we have no legal authority to enforce those. We do have the obligation to get the letter of approval from them, but then that's once that's approved, that's our jurisdiction over it, and it's not a commercial building. He's putting in.
He'll put in a residential house. It's just a secondary building.
Yeah.
I think she just wants to sit down to city and see if there's anything she can do.
Well, so, Kirk, just so you know, we don't hold up an application. We have 14 days. So if we don't get that ACC approval, we don't hold up an application for that. Because we can't.
That's one thing I just want. After the meeting, we'll have to talk about it.
So, Kirk, that's been scheduled. I will. It hasn't been scheduled. I sent an email today to reach out to her, say, offering the 24th, I believe 6:30, to meet with her staff and then her two council members. Can come to that meeting, so
you can come.
But
that'd
it's
be
not
great.
It's not confirmed yet. She hasn't responded to me yet. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I will keep you guys posted once I get something back from her, and hopefully nobody's schedules changed because I reached out to them last week. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. And most of that part. So it's just.
Yeah.
All right. I motion to adjourn.
At.
The button
6:45. Oh my gosh, that was the shortest.
One second, all in favor? Aye.
Yeah, so Jay, that's I don't know if we can talk to you about the professor, but
hi guys, I hung up on you. Bye. I gotta get this recorder turned off.
So the 24th, you're seeing if she'll meet, and if she does,
Yes,
let me come over.
John, are you staying for our meeting?
Okay.
Let me call you.
Okay, hold on.
the new chair set up?
If I can get this to stop.